I think the readings today are asking a very powerful question. Father alluded to it already. That's basically, what time is it? I remember one time I was giving a talk, and I said, what time is it? Some guy said, time for you to stop talking, the game starts in 20 minutes. Like, that wasn't exactly the answer I was looking for. On Thursday, I was visiting an uncle of mine in a convalescent home, and spent some time with him, and as I was walking out the door, sitting in the hallway of this convalescent home, was a very elderly and frail woman, all kind of bent over in a wheelchair, and kind of kneeling down by her side was a girl probably in her mid-20s. I think it was the woman's granddaughter, and the young girl had maybe a six-month-old baby at her side. And I was thinking, if I asked the old woman, what time is it? What would she say? I've asked the 25-year-old who had the young baby, what time is it in your life? How different her answer would be from the old woman. And if I could talk to a six-month-old and say, what time is it in your life? It's springtime. It's just beginning. It's all before me. So I think when these figures from Scripture, all of them today, Isaiah and Peter and John the Baptist, they're all asking us a question. And the question is, what time is it in our world and in our life and in the history of things? And if Isaiah could be here today and we said, Isaiah, what time is it? He would say, it's the time of the Lord. Prepare the way. God is about to do something. God is about to come and visit his people. He's going to come and, you know, set things right. Be ready for it. And if we ask St. Peter, what time is it? Peter would say, we're awaiting the return of Jesus Christ. You and I live somewhere between the first coming of Jesus and the second coming of Jesus. And if we could ask John the Baptist today, John, what time is it? He would say, it's time for the coming of the Lord. Somehow in the midst of our world, God is about to show up. But Isaiah would say, it's time to get ready. Peter would say, it's time to get ready. And John the Baptist would say, it's time to get ready. 3 weeks ago, I was on a mission team in Mexico. I work in a garbage dump in Mexico City. And we stay at a little hotel and take the team in the morning. We go out to the garbage dumps. Kind of a routine day for me, in a manner of speaking. And this particular day, we were out in the garbage dumps. We set up a little medical clinic and distribute food and clothing to the people who live in the trash. And on that particular day, one of the horses, they have horses and carts that haul the garbage. One of the horses was attacked by a pack of dogs. And the horse went crazy and started like running, dragging this garbage cart around sideways. And people were screaming and running for their lives. And I was almost killed by this runaway horse. In fact, a couple months earlier, a woman was killed by a horse. And in a lot of excitement and people running and screaming and yelling, and I mean, I was scared out of my mind. Finally, you know, everything got contained. And when I went to bed that night, I thought to myself, did I ever think today I could possibly be killed by a runaway horse? This is like November of 2011. People don't get killed by runaway horses. And I guess what it occurs to me is, in a sense, none of us ever know the time. None of us really know what time it is. And I think there's three ways we could answer that question. What time is it? Well, it's about 11:30. You could look at your watch. or it's December 4th, you could look at your calendar. Or you can look into your heart. And I would suggest that the next time the scriptures ask us, what time is it? Don't look at your watch. Don't look at your calendar. Look at your heart. The second candle was lit today. The church is marking a journey of time. And it's a journey that all of us are on. And either someday the Lord is coming to us, or we will go to Him. What time is it? And John the Baptist, and Peter, the first pope, and Isaiah the prophet would all say the same thing. It's time to prepare for the Lord.